We are here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, and with me right now is Dr. Paul Bauman, and he is with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Gave us an update here on the Texas herbicide resistance situation, something we're facing all over the country, but as far as cotton is concerned in Texas, you've been doing pretty well as far as herbicide resistance is concerned until just recently, right? Tell us about that.
You bet, Cindy. What's happened in the past, well, essentially the past half a dozen years, we started to see, particularly in southeastern Texas and south central Texas, the appearance of glyphosate or Roundup, whatever, resistant water hemp in cotton growing regions. And this has not been much of an issue for us. For the most part, not near the issue that some of the resistance problems that they've had in the southeast comparatively. However, over the past couple years, especially from 2011 to 2012, where our growing conditions improved, we saw a dramatic increase in the number of reported or suspected sites, particularly for common water hemp. We have since made collections from some of these sites and confirmed resistance in a large percentage of these sites, which means that essentially, bottom line, Cindy, that we've got the issue relative to common water hemp in central and southeastern Texas. With regards to the High Plains, or the Lubbock cotton growing region, for example, my colleagues out there have also, in the last couple of years, found a large number of sites where we have Palmer amaranth pigweed or careless weed resistance showing up. Again, resistance largely to glyphosate herbicide. And, you know, with that being one of the major cotton production areas, this is a big issue for us as well. So, for the most part, the problem that we didn't have for a number of years, but were, you know, scratching our heads wondering why we didn't have it, is all of a sudden blessed us, so to speak.
Well, now, it's been a problem, as you said, for some time in the southeast and for cotton producers. Are you able to watch what they've done and as far as addressing this situation? What are you doing about it?
That's a good question, Cindy, because to be honest with you, we saw this development occurring in the southeastern United States. One thing that we felt we had working in our favor was that many of our cotton producers still used and have been for years a number of the yellow pre-plant herbicides as well as the soil applied herbicides. So we felt that worked in our favor, and I think it did, at least initially, to where we didn't have the issue as badly and still don't have it nearly as badly as they did in the southeastern United States because, again, I think largely due to the fact that our growers still use a lot of soil-applied herbicides, which in that is also a lesson that if you're not using a soil-applied herbicide in addition to all of the foliar applications that we're making with glyphosate or other herbicides, you better get back to it.
Multiple modes of action is what we keep hearing as far as fighting resistant weeds, right?
Exactly. And again, I think that's something that the growers are going to have to really pay a lot of attention to. I'm not for throwing Roundup or any other glyphosate herbicide under the bus because it's too good a product on too many weeds and very economical for us, but we have to use some other methodologies, whether they're alternative mode of action herbicides, cultivation, hand weeding, what have you, to get the job done. And again, the sad fact, Cindy, is that with relative to the amaranthus or the pigweed or careless weed species, we got to get them all because we can't afford to let one go to seed out there and bless us with half a million seed the next year that are all resistant. Fortunately, you know, it's one of the few, or the pigweed species are one of the few examples of that. We don't necessarily have to get all of the barnyard grass or all the morning glory or what have you, but in case of the amaranthus species, I think we need to strive for that.
Are you seeing new chemistries out there that show promise to resistance?
Yes, I think in terms of, managing the resistant populations out there, in addition to all of the alternative modes of, action and alternative application schemes, obviously we have the new DGT technology from Monsanto and the DHT cottons coming from Dow that are going to provide us some additional control measures for managing those weeds that have escaped and that have the herbicide-resistant characteristics to them. In addition to that, they're obviously going to offer us a little, probably a little bit more flexibility and maybe have an advantage over some of the alternative mode of action herbicides, because both 2,4-D and dicamba herbicides do give us that flexibility and effectiveness on the Amaranthus species. Unfortunately, Mother Nature has a way of fighting back, and that's what's going to happen. So we just use the best tools that we've got available to us at the time, and try to get the job done.
All right, thank you very much. You're at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.